the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Some federal employees are griping because a new law requires them to take a 25-minute tutorial on the U.S. Constitution. Senator Robert Byrd sponsored this law, along with a similar law requiring every public school to hold an educational program on the U.S. Constitution on September 17th, which is Constitution Day. Byrd deserves our thanks for this great idea, since most Americans are abysmally ignorant of the text and meaning of our Constitution. The only thing the matter with his laws is that he should have required a constitutional tutorial to be taken by judges and by members of Congress. If judges understood the Constitution, they would know that it gives government eminent domain power to take your private property only for public use, and that judges have no power to change those words to public purpose and then define an increase in tax revenue as a good public purpose. If ex-members of Congress John Anderson and Birch Bayh understood the Constitution, they would realize the time-tested superiority of our method of electing U.S. presidents by the Electoral College. Its rationale and structure are the perfect mirror of the great compromise that made our Constitution possible, that is, the combination of equal representation of states with representation based on population. John Anderson, Birch Bayh, and their associates in what they call the Campaign for the National Popular Vote know they cannot change the Electoral College honestly by passing a constitutional amendment. So they have launched a devious plan to get states to enact identical bills requiring their own electors to ignore the winner of their state's election and instead cast all their state's ballots for the candidate whom the state believes received the most popular votes nationwide. It would be ridiculous and un-American to try to force electors to vote against their constituents' wishes.
You can be part of a grassroots campaign to stop the mistakes of activist judges. Contact Eagle Forum and say, "Yes, I will start a study group on judicial reform." We'll send you a study guide and a free copy of Phyllis Schlafly's new book on the tyranny of judges if you send your commitment by mail to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or email radio@eagleforum.org. Join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What is this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention, folks. There's an old axiom that says, if you say a thing loud enough and you say a thing long enough, people will believe it. Those of us who want our country saved from the worst invasion in the history of America have heard the lies over and over and over. And guess what? We will never believe those lies, no matter how loud and how long they say them. It's just not going to happen. We hear from the pro-amnesty crowd like Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly that the American people don't have the will to deport 20 million illegal aliens. Now, they say they're against amnesty, but then they say they don't want anybody deported at the same time. Well, if you don't want them deported, that means you're going to have to leave them here either in limbo or you have to make them legal. If you make them legal, that means amnesty. When we hear them say that we don't have the will to deport 20 million illegal aliens, they are wrong. That statement is pretty much a lie. And the results of any poll taken on that question would vary from state to state depending on the degree of the invasion in that state. Poll somebody in California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas. Poll them 15, 20 years ago, and they would have told you that they wanted these people deported from the country then. Those four states would answer the same way today and are joined today by states like Colorado, Georgia, Nevada, both Carolinas, Tennessee, Kentucky, and about a dozen other states that would today vote the same way that California voted 15 or 20 years ago. But back to the lie. Not only do they say the American people don't have the will to deport 20 million people, they also say that it is impossible to deport 20 million people. Why is it always these two drastic extremes of amnesty on one end and, quote, rounding them up, unquote, on the other end? We don't have to round up 20 million people, folks. That is what the pro-amnesty people like Bill O'Reilly use to scare you into amnesty. The answer is called attrition through enforcement. You know what that means? It is a simple plan, but it is also hard but fair. The first thing to do is obvious. Declare illegal aliens illegal. Is that redundant? Then we give a grace period of 90 days. In that 90 days, they will be free to travel in the U.S. to settle any business that they need to settle. They'll be able to sell the homes that they bought here illegally, sell any cars that they may have bought, and put everything on eBay that they own if they choose to do that. Within that 90 days, though, they must at some point exit this country. On day 91, they become federal felony fugitives in America. At that point, if caught in America, we will jail them for a period of 1 year in a tent city like they have for Sheriff Joe Arpaio out there in Arizona. And then upon their release, we will ban them from the United States for life. Why? Because they didn't take the deal of the 90-day amnesty and get the hell out of our country. So we're going to ban them from coming back to this country ever again. That's not unfair. That is punishment for their blatant refusal to go along with our new program. If they are caught in the country after that, they will be incarcerated for 5 years, a third time, 10 years. I guarantee you there won't be any 10-year sentences passed out. They will have gotten the message at that point. Any assets accumulated will be seized on day 91 and sold, and that money will be used to pay back those who have been hurt by illegal immigration, and those who are fighting illegal immigration can use those assets to fight the problem. There will be a certain number who won't leave during the grace period because they're not going to believe we're serious. We will have to make it so that they can't exist in this country, folks. I'm not a hard, harsh individual, but I'm being real. To survive, to keep this country together, to keep this union together, to keep our culture and our sovereignty together, we're going to have to do certain things that was unthinkable before. Not hurt anybody, but we're going to have to make it where illegal aliens can't survive. Make it where they can't rent a house. Make it where they can't buy a house. Where they can't work. Where they can't get any government assistance, where they can't enroll their children in school, pretty much making it impossible for them to exist in this country. But even then, there will be some who still are not convinced and will still hang around and not leave. The solution to that is to enforce that law the way others are enforced in this country. What am I talking about? We have sobriety checkpoints. We have them mostly around the holidays, but on all weekends in California, there are sobriety checkpoints somewhere. We have police checkpoints for vehicle insurance compliance. And here in California, we have highway patrol checkpoints that they actually smog test your car right on the street where you can't get through the checkpoint unless you let them check your car for smog emissions. If we have checkpoints to enforce these three laws, why not a checkpoint for the legality of residency? No racial profiling. Everybody, regardless of race, creed, color, height, weight, or accent, will be required to show their legality. That's it. Now, I'm not telling you that our government has the will to do this. And our government officials surely don't have the will to do it, with the exception of a few. But I am telling you that it is a lie that 20 million people cannot be removed from the country. And don't believe it when people say that. It is a lie, and Bill O'Reilly is a liar when he says that. Every time you hear him and the rest of the pro-amnesty crowd say that it can't be done, think of these words. It can all be done without kicking in anybody's door, without profiling, without violating one constitution or human right. Whenever a poll is put to the American people on deportation, they always load it up and slant the poll by using the term round up 20 million people. I guarantee you, if the American people are polled using the term attrition through enforcement with an explanation, that poll would be 80% plus for deportation, and that's what we want. Those of us in border states, those of us in Colorado, those of us in Kentucky, Tennessee, and the Carolinas, Georgia, now Louisiana, Mississippi, those of us in states that are heavily infiltrated with illegal alien invaders, want them deported from our country. We don't want them made legal. We don't want them to become American citizens. We don't want them to acculturate themselves to our way of life. We want them out of here. Not based on race, based on law. And if nobody can understand that, then what kind of American are you? We are asking these things of our elected official. We are asking that the border be fixed. We are asking that there be no guest worker program. And we ask that people in our country illegally be deported from that country one way or the other. That is not too much to ask as an American. This is a Terry Anderson Show on the All American Radio Network. Looking to buy or sell a home in Southern California? Perhaps you're considering relocation to another city or state. If you are, give Rob Luton at One Source GMAC Realty a call at 858-414-6229. Remember, there's no one-size-fits-all approach to real estate, folks. Call Rob so he can help you determine the choice that is right for you. Eliminate the confusion and hype associated with buying or selling a home in Southern California. Call Rob today at 858-414-6229 and see how ethics make the real estate difference when buying or selling real estate. Rob Luton, One Source GMAC Realty of Southern California. That's 858-414-6229, 858-414-6229. This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about the illegal alien invasion of our wonderful country. We want to keep it wonderful, folks. I want to remind everybody out there that has friends and relatives who can not hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. I also want to welcome all the good folks listening tonight on KDWN, KDON, 720 AM, Las Vegas, Nevada, KFNX, 1100 AM, Phoenix, Arizona, and all the folks listening on the RBN Network, too many stations to list. I want to thank all of you for listening and welcome you to the show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call and agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you get back all that you give and then some. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752. This is the point, folks. We usually have the most horrible clown of the week. Tonight we will not have a horrible clown. Not that I couldn't find any. There were plenty, believe me, on both sides of the aisle. But we're not going to spend the time on that tonight. We are going to get right to our guest tonight, a man that I have the utmost respect from, that I call friend, a friend of the Terry Anderson Show, and a friend of the American people. And that's what's important. Tom Tancredo. Tom, what do you hear? What do you say, buddy?
Hey, buddy. Well, that's high praise in both regards.
Well, I appreciate it. And I also want to thank you for taking time away from your family to be with us tonight. I know how much in demand you are nowadays. It's almost impossible to get you. But we appreciate that because we know Sundays you spend with your family. We don't take it lightly.
Well, that's quite all right. And I always enjoy every time I'm on the show, I have a good time.
Tell us what's going to happen now. You know, the folks, I brought you on here tonight to rally the troops, to get the folks. Some of them are scared. Some of them are worried. Here's my take, Tom, and you tell me where I'm wrong. I believe the Democrats haven't been in power in a while, and I believe they are giddy about being in power now. And I wanted that Republican advantage, especially in the House of Representatives, because I've been to those hearings. I've testified in those hearings, and I know that with the Democrats in charge, it could be a problem in those subcommittees. But we lost it. It's gone. It's over with. So here's my take. The Democrats want to keep this newly gotten power. They're not just going to run through here and amnesty a bunch of people because they know if they do, within 2 years, they will be history. Am I right or am I wrong?
I think you are right. And I think that we are already starting to see signs of that. And here's what I mean by that. The 100 out of when both Pelosi and Reid announced their was it the 100-hour thing for anyway their goals for the first part of the session, everything that they wanted to try to accomplish. Interesting by its absence was any reference to immigration.
Amazing.
Not one single word in either one of them, and in the Senate or on the House side, nobody said they were going to do anything about immigration. the worrisome, and so I think you are right. I think that they don't dare, because frankly, if you look at the statements that were made by most of the Democrats who won office, who took it away from Republicans, almost to a person, they were arguing the issue of immigration, and they were running to the right of the Republican that was in office.
Tom, not to cut you off, I was in Indiana with Congressman Hostetler, a very good guy. I was there with him a couple of weeks ago, and I watched those commercials on TV, and I saw the guy that beat him, Ellsworth. Those commercials were very provocative on our side of the immigration issue.
You bet they were.
Yeah.
The same thing happened even to our friend J.D. I mean, God bless J.D. Hayworth, and we lost a great voice in this. But the reality is that his problems were completely outside the realm of immigration. You know, he did nothing illegal, but he had taken a lot of money from Abramoff. That became the focal point of the entire campaign. And to the extent that even if you can imagine anybody trying to run to the right of J.D. on immigration, but they did.
They did. I was also in Phoenix and saw those commercials also. Yes.
Exactly. So when you realize that the people who won the slots were at least promising the constituents that they were going to be tough on immigration. So I think you are absolutely right. They're not going to do anything that's outlandish. What I am worried about is the fence. Because that's an appropriations measure.
Right.
I noticed that Benny Thompson, who's the new head of, he's the new committee chairman for Homeland Security, said the other day that he did not think a fence was realistic. That's a euphemism for saying we're going to throw this thing out. That's the one part I am worried about, because we have to fund it, and they have control of the appropriations process, and that can be done with, not funding it can be done without fanfare. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So that is worrisome. But in terms of some huge amnesty program, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think they're going to do anything. There may be fits and starts, and they may try to put something through that's some sort of milquetoast thing. But any big deal? No way, because they will be gone in 2 years, that's for sure.
Absolutely. I think they're going to be gone in 2 years anyway. But let me say this. I also believe, Tom, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong on this, I believe that the Republican Party will be stronger because of this. I believe that the Republican Party will possibly run candidates more like Randy Graff, more like J.D. Hayworth, more like yourself, more like Mr. Hostetler, will run people who are more, should we say, friendly to our side, because they saw that this issue is important to the American people. The issues, the initiatives passed in Arizona that passed so easily show that the state of Arizona is with this. The other things that have happened, Hazleton, Pennsylvania, all of these things are showing the American people want this done. Now, I think the Republicans are going to step up and say, you know what, we've got to go back to our roots and lean a little further to the right on this issue.
Man, I hope you are right, and I certainly am going to try to make that point every single time I can. Colorado is another state that at the same time the Republican candidate for governor was going down in, ignominious defeat by 25 points or more, and we did not regain control of either the House or the Senate, and we lost a House seat, a U.S. House seat. But at the same time that all that happened, we passed a referendum that said that the state can sue the federal government for not being living up to their responsibilities in immigration. It's just exactly like what you're saying in Arizona. Four initiatives, all of them. And by the way, did you notice they passed with 70-some percent, minimum of 72%, and 48% of Hispanics voting for it, the ones in Arizona. How can you ignore this stuff? I know everybody is saying, I listen to the Beltway Boys and all that, all the talking heads, and even on Fox, it's, Tom Sancredo did this to us. Fred Barnes and the rest of them keep blaming me. And I keep saying, everywhere where there was a way for the people of this country to express themselves discreetly, that is to say, just on the issue of immigration, not tied with the war, the president, Iraq, corruption, nothing else, wherever there was a place to do that, they did it. and they were on our side.
Well, I
won with 60% of
the
vote.
Yeah, I was getting ready to ask the question. If that was true, how come you're back? How come Brian Bilbray is back? How come Ed Royce is back? How come Gallagher is back? How come these people, Rohrabacher is back? How come Steve King of Iowa? If that was the case, all of those guys, to the man, would be voted out. They'd be gone.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
certainly in my state, and I know it happened in a lot of other places, it was a tidal wave. And what did I offer other than everybody knew exactly where I was positioned on the issue? And, of course, the fact that I don't get invited to the White House very often, that did not hurt me.
Well, it really didn't. And I'm going to tell you something, Tom, and I'm not asking for any comment. I just want to say this while you're on the air. These are my words, not yours. But I've never in my 57 years seen a president who was so disliked, not only by the opposition party, but by his own party.
Yeah.
And he has done some decent things in office. But on this issue, people are really angry at him, and he keeps pushing the issue. I've never seen this before where a guy's own party is slapping at him constantly over things that he's done.
It is amazing.
It really is.
And the fact is, you're right, there is huge disappointment in him. And, you know, the immigration issue is one of the biggest disappointments for most Republicans. There are others. But they have to understand something, Terry. George Bush is truly an internationalist. I mean, I believe he has a good heart in many ways. I really do. And I think that he's a good Christian guy. But I think he is an internationalist. And I think that he looks at the borders, and he looks at the world, especially the North American continent, a little differently than you and I do. And he says, you know, that borders, I really think he believes, are just simply speed bumps on the way to a North American union made up of trading agreements that will really reduce the importance of borders. And he thinks that. He believes it. It's not just, you know, because he's from Texas and he's got friends in Mexico and Vicente Fox. All that's true. But I think down deep, I do believe he is an internationalist.
Well, I do too. And Tom, me personally, and I can speak for a lot of my audience, which is a pretty huge audience. Now we've got tons of listeners. God
bless you.
And you helped make it that way too. But let me say this. I believe in my heart that America should remain America with boundaries. We should also be welcoming to cultures from around the world and from people who come here within reasonable numbers legally. But I want that border set up. I want checkpoints at both oceans. I want our airports to be secure. I want us to remain a sovereign country. I want us to be the United States of America, not the United States of North America. And I believe that if we ever manage to let ourselves get torn down to some North American Union or something else, then the whole world is going to suffer. Because as America goes, so goes the rest of the world. We are the beacon of hope and life to a troubled world. And without us, this world would be in trouble.
Yeah.
Are we perfect, Tom? No, we're not. Have we made mistakes? Yes, we have. But we are the best deal going. And I don't see anybody here trying to trade their American zip code for a foreign one. Nobody wants to leave.
When you open the gates, buddy, all over the world, when you open the gates, people run one.
That's right. And we want to make it a country that people do want to come to. We don't want to let them all in here, but we do want to have a country. You know, it's like being with an ugly woman. Who wants to be with a woman nobody looks at? You know what I mean? Same thing with our country. Who wants to live in a country that nobody wants to come to? It's the same thing.
Now, you're right. And, you know, the fence is an interesting issue because if we build the fence, I mean, will it end immigration? Of course. Illegal immigration? Of course not. But will it be, you know, it will help because it does help direct the flow.
It's a first start.
It's a start.
That's all it is.
It's a good start, but there's something else about it that's important, Terry, at least I think, and I think you'll agree with me. Why I want to see that fence there is because I want a demarcation line.
Yes.
I want it stated, you know, in the most physical of terms. A big, huge fence.
Tom, as we want a demarcation.
One country stops and another
right,
one starts.
Right. As we want a demarcation line at the sidewalk where our property begins. We don't want our house running into the next guy's house. We want to know where ours begins and theirs doesn't.
That's right. And so I want to see that physical structure there, and I want to see that there is something meaningful about the word citizenship. It has got to begin to mean more than it means today.
I agree.
We have diminished it to such a great extent that today it's like you know, I go every time I get a chance. I go to these where they swear in the New Citizens Wednesdays. They have a ceremony here. They have them all over, of course, and they're swearing in new citizens. And I'm telling you, it's really interesting over the years that I've gone to see the change in attitude, part of the people getting it. I mean, there was a time you'd go there, and most of the people were close to teary-eyed. They were very emotional, and it really meant something.
Now they're arrogant.
It's becoming right. Like a gift in a Cracker Jack box.
There you go. Unbelievable.
And it really is.
And we have allowed that to happen, Tom, by letting in the whole world when they were ready to come instead of when we wanted them to come. I would make them all speak fluent English. I'd make sure they all had some kind of livelihood. I would make sure all this dual citizenship, I would get rid of all of that. I would make sure that if they became Americans, it was what they wanted to do, not so they could come in and get some kind of benefits like a lot do. I would make sure they wanted to be Americans.
That's right. And you should see what's happened. In my book, I have a book called Immortal Danger. And
we've heard of it.
Yeah, and the reason why I've written it and the reason why I titled it that is because I believe with all my heart that that's exactly where we are. And when you go into the schools today, and I point out time after time where I go into schools and I ask the question, and I name the schools where I've been in all over the country. It's not just in my district here. And I ask the question, and it is, oh, by the way, it doesn't matter if it's Christian or public or just a private, non-sectarian school. It doesn't matter. When you ask the question, do you believe you live in the greatest nation in the world? Maybe 10% of
unbelievable
will raise their hand.
I remember a time when it was 110% that raised their hands.
You bet. I mean,
it's unbelievable.
Something is happening. You can tell it. I mean, everything that they hear, everything that they read, everything that they see on television is demeaning to the United States, demeaning to Western civilization.
It's the attack. It would make a good 50s B horror movie, The Attack of the America Haters.
You know what?
And that's what it is.
You bring up something really interesting there.
Tom, you got about 30 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Coming up on a hard break. Go ahead.
All right. Well, when we get back, am I going to stay on for
another? Yeah, we'll keep you on for a few more minutes.
Okay. So that's all it takes, because I want to tell you about an interesting sort of anecdote that I think really depicts exactly what we're talking about.
All right, buddy. We're going to hold you on. We're going to take a break in a few minutes. I want you to hear this clip we're going to play by Augustine Cebada. So stick around. I'll put you on hold. We'll get you back in a few minutes. You know, folks, Tom is here. You can hear his voice. He's not feeling real good tonight, and he's a little sick, I think. But we're gonna let him go as soon as possible so he can get him some rest. We appreciate him coming on. A comment I made a few minutes ago, before you send me emails about the ugly women, it goes for ugly men too. No woman wants to have an ugly guy that nobody looks at. Now, did I clean it up? Is everybody mad at me? Good. I want everybody to be happy. We're going to come back in a few minutes. We're going to have Tom back on just a little bit more, folks. But before we do, we're going to have that clip that we play. We've been playing it every week. We don't alternate anymore. We've been playing this to let you know just how racist some of these people are. This is courtesy of CCIR. This is Augustine Cebada of the Brown Berets de Aslan. And he will tell you what he thinks of you as an American, especially you white folks. But I got a feeling he don't think much of me either. But listen to what he has to say, how he feels about your American rights, your right to be on this land, your right to be an American, and your right to call this home. Unbelievable.
I'm Cebada, Brown Berets. We're here today to show L.A., show the minority people here, the Anglo-Saxons, that we are here, the majority. We're here to stay. We do the work in this city. We take care of the spoiled brat children. We clean their offices. We pick the food. We do the manufacturing in the factories of L.A. We are the majority here, and we are not going to be pushed around. We're here in Westwood. This is the fourth time we've been here in the last 2 months to show white Anglo-Saxon Protestant L.A., the few of you who remain, that we are the majority, and we claim this land is ours. It's always been ours, and we're still here. And none of this talk about deporting. If anybody's going to be deported, it's going to be you.
Just go back to Simi Valley, you skunk! Go back to Woodland Hill!
To say that they should die, that they have a duty to die. We're taking up too much space, too much air. We are the majority in L.A. There's over 7 million Mexicans in L.A. County alone. We are the majority. And you're going to see every day more and more of it as we manifest, as our young people grow up and graduate from high school, go on to college, and start taking over this society. Our people are the vast majority of people are under the age of 15 years old. Right now, we're already controlling those elections, whether it's through violence or nonviolence, through love of having children. We're going to take over.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, and as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks all revealed. It took us a lifetime to learn. Now you get it all. You can pay off your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. You can start this great hidden career today. Just give us a call at 1-780-457-7109. That's 1-780-457-7109. Again, that's 1-780-457-7109. Or visit us at www.windowgenie.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
In fact, it's a classic dog book. And who doesn't love dogs? It's suitable for all ages, and I guarantee you are going to love it. It's an instant adventure classic that is a roller coaster of a ride that has a strong message for young and old alike about, guess what, doing the right thing. Anyone making a donation to the Terry Anderson Show of $30 or more is going to receive a hardcover copy of this book. Les will autograph each copy. The Adventures of Tracker. Just let him know who you would like it signed to, and then you will have it sent straight to you in time for Christmas. That's right. Send your donation to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. That's the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604.
This is the Terry Anderson Show. We talk about the illegal alien invasion. I'm going to get right back to our guest, folks, Tom Tancredo, Congressman Deluxe of the United States of America. Tom, you wanted to make a point.
I did, sir, and thank you. You're right. I'm coming down with a cold.
Oh, well, we can tell. We're not going to keep you.
That's okay. I just wanted to tell you that you mentioned about the 50s and the way things were. You and I grew up then. You remember the television series Superman?
Absolutely.
And you remember the way it started out?
George Reeves.
It started out with him standing there, the flag waving in the background, and and they said he stands for truth, justice,
and the American way.
The American way.
Yes, sir.
Go see. Well, no, don't go see it, but but maybe rent the video or something. But the new Superman movie, right? Superman 3.
Right.
It's interesting as heck. In a little way, just a tiny little anecdote, as I say, it's no big thing. But when you notice that when they refer to him in this movie, they do so as the guy that's in favor of truth, justice, and all that other stuff.
Yep, I did see it.
Did you see that?
I saw the picture the day it came out, and I was very disappointed. And not only that, it was a horrible movie, too.
It really was terrible.
Yeah, it was terrible.
I mean, I just thought to myself, because my wife and I do not have the same taste in movies. So we find, you know, a multiplex theater where it's got something she wants to see and something I want to see about the same time. So
and Tom, if anybody...
I went to that, and that's what I ended up seeing. But when I walked away, I thought to myself, if that isn't a perfect example
it was.
Of what's happening.
And if anybody doesn't believe I hate it, you can go to our website, theterryandersonshow.com, go to movie reviews, and go down a few. You'll see that review I wrote then and said it was the worst thing I had seen in years. It's on there documented already. But, you know, Tom, it shows the shift in loyalty. It shows the PCBS, as we call it here at the show, attitude of a lot of these America haters, and it shows that people just don't have that loyalty to country anymore. But
no.
You know what? You and I do, and we're going to bring it back. We're going to make sure that these younger people see that America is a place that you can be proud of and love. Inch by inch, person by person, we're going to bring it back.
All right, God, I love hearing you. I love hearing you, and you keep up doing exactly what you're doing.
Rest your voice, buddy. The best to your family. We appreciate you spending your time with us tonight. We really do.
Merry Christmas.
You too, Tom. And let me just say this before we go. You give a lot of hope to a lot of people. And the thing that I like about you personally that I've heard from many of our listeners, you're real. As we say here in the ghetto, you keep it real all the time. You're always constant. You say the same things today that you said when I first met you. You haven't changed a bit. Those are things that support us and support this country. And don't you ever think that you don't mean a lot to a lot of the people out here, because you do.
Goes both ways.
All right, pal.
All right, buddy.
You take care. Tom Tancredo, folks, our guy in Congress, we need a lot more like him, and make sure we keep him there. All right, we're going to get to work now. We're going to go to the phones. We're going to try to get to everybody. The lines are full. The number is 1-866-875-752. Let's go to John, calling from Las Vegas. John, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, how you doing, Terry?
Hey, buddy.
Merry Christmas, and thanks for everything you're doing.
Thank you, sir.
I can't begin to tell you. I just got some questions, and I think that perhaps other people might be curious, and perhaps they should be asked publicly. I'd like to know the job titles, and the names of the people since 1986 amnesty that have been responsible for enforcing our immigration laws, and why they haven't been enforced, and why these people have not been prosecuted.
Well, that's the Congress of the United States first. It's also both Bushes, Clinton and Reagan, for that matter, because he signed the amnesty. You've also got a lot of people who could have said things about it who didn't, like labor unions who weren't angry enough, the churches who sided with the illegal aliens, big business who loved them, all of these people. But the ones that should be prosecuted are the politicians, because they didn't do the right thing, John. They have an obligation to protect us, and they haven't protected us. What they have done is sold us out. Why our laws aren't enforced, that's a question I would need 4 hours to explain. There's a lot of reasons, but you know what? That's what we're working on, trying to get that attitude of not enforcing the laws changed.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'll tell you what, the people are going to start demanding this. And I think we're headed for a civil war.
I would agree. Fix it by law, John, or the people will fix it in their way. I do not advocate a civil war. I do not advocate violence, but I do predict it if things don't get fixed legally.
I'm 57 years old. I don't want to go fight anybody.
How old are you?
57. I don't want to go fight anybody.
1949, buddy. I was there. I was born the same year.
Yeah, I know. So you know what I'm saying there.
Absolutely.
Got to be done. So,
John, thanks for the call, buddy. It's a good call. We appreciate it. We'll see how this plays out.
Keep it up, and God bless.
All right, buddy. Take care. Before I take any more calls, folks, I got some business I need to tend to. First of all, I know a lot of you out there know Cherie Claybro in Indiana. She's from IFIRE, the Indiana organization to fight the invasion. Her son, Troy, was wounded this week in Iraq. and he's doing fine. But if some of you want to send your prayers and your thoughts to him, I think it's very important. He was wounded in the eye. He took shrapnel in the eye and a broken arm, but he is doing well now. His mother says she talked to him on the phone. Sheree is one of our soldiers out here in this fight. She's a good lady. She does great work there in Indiana. I was with her and a lot of those Indiana folks when I was back there with Congressman Hostetler. So her son Troy was injured. I just wanted to mention that tonight, out there fighting for his country. And you may want to give your prayers and try to help him to a full recovery. They say they think he's going to be just fine, but we will see. But this is somebody we know, and it is personal. So I just wanted to mention that. One other thing I wanted to mention. I got a really nice email from a young man up in Santa Clara who listens to the show. His name is Marty. And I might read the email on the air next week. I don't have time this week, but I might bring the email in and read it. He told me what it was like to be a white kid growing up in a school that was predominantly Hispanic, and the way they treated him and the way they picked on him. It was really sad, but it was really a nice email from him, respectful. And he mentioned his grandpa, Skip, that he listens to the show. So I want to say hi to Marty and Skip up there in Santa Clara and thank them for being loyal listeners to the show. And I want to remind Marty that as an American, you have certain rights. I'm sure you know this. I'm sure your grandfather has told you. But you must stand up for those rights, as you told me you have done. And it's not going to always be this way, Marty. We're trying to make a better world for you, as I had when I was a young man your age. So we're working on it. Marty and Skip up in Santa Clara. Let's go to Wenda, calling from Evansville, Indiana. Wenda, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hello, Terry. How are you?
Fine. How you doing this evening?
Oh, all right. I kind of got tickled at listening to one of your advertisements as you was coming on about where Schwarzenegger was talking about global warming. He better be more worried about overpopulation.
Uh-huh, right here in his home state.
Yeah.
Yep, I agree.
More than global warming. One of my favorite sayings is, hey, if you fix a pot of beans for 8 people and 100 illegals show up besides the 8 you got, you're not going to feed somebody.
Somebody's going to get shorted and not get something to eat. You know, I watched him this morning on Meet the Press talking about this global warming one. And, you know, the thing that got me was he's convinced this is the way to go. He's moved a little to the center. He's more moderate now than he used to be. I never liked him. I like Sylvester Stallone better than him in pictures, too. But that's not the point. Here's a guy who's trying to be everything to everybody. His wife's a liberal Democrat. He's supposed to be a Republican. The only thing conservative about him is how he counts his money. That's it. His investments. Everything else he does is liberal. He might as well be a liberal Democrat, which is okay. I'm not slamming you Democrats out there. But I got angry at him this morning when I heard him talking. And the number one problem in the state, he never even brought it up. Unbelievable.
I know it. We've got so many problems. Even here in Indiana, we have a lot of
I enjoyed my time there in Indiana. Indiana's beautiful. And I told people when I got back that it was a place that reminded me of the America of my youth here in California, where Americans were the maids at the hotels and the bus boys in the restaurant. Everybody was an American. Now, I'm not saying you don't have illegal aliens, but it's not like here yet. So we can still go there. It's amazing those jobs are still done mostly by Americans back east.
I know it. We've got quite a few illegals here. I talked to some of the police here, and they tell me that 80% of our Hispanic population is illegal.
80%.
80%.
Unbelievable. And I saw a magazine there, Indianapolis Magazine, while I was there. Sheree, that I mentioned earlier, showed me this magazine and talked about the new people and how these newly arrived people and their children are going to change the face of Indianapolis and change the lives of everybody there. That's unbelievable to me. I mean, here we are talking about people illegally in the country making us change our lives to accommodate them. Wendy, I want to thank you for calling. I want to try to get everybody on tonight. Thank you. You call me again.
Okay.
You take care,
Terry.
You too.
You're doing a good job.
Thank you, ma'am. All right, let's go to Chrissy calling from San Diego, California. Chrissy, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. I'm so glad you had Tom Tancredo on tonight.
What a guy, huh?
And I will make a point, but first off, I want to say truthfully, to those people who think a fence won't make any difference, Terry, then they ought to take the fence down around the White House.
Chrissy, take the fence down around their house.
Yes.
You know, all these people out in the street, those not going to do any good. You go to their house, they got cinder block walls around them.
Hey,
you know?
Terry, mainly down here in Rancho Penasquitos and here in San Diego, they were trying to clear a canyon out, and so many of the illegal immigrant supporter groups just say, oh, they're trying to feed their children. Well, if the people continue to come into our country unchecked, kind sir, I think there will come a time we could see, if we truly are in a war on terror, which I hear we are, then what will stop terrorists from coming across? And if they want these people to have shantytown encampments in canyons, then we'll have groups of terrorists in the canyon. What do you think about that?
I love it. Why not? Why not? Let's do it.
Not to mention they're not giving health checks.
Well, you know what? I say we start doing for American citizens. I say we start looking out for those who are here legally, make sure all Americans... You know, I'm not beyond helping the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I think the world needs our help to an extent. But I want to make sure every American has somewhere to sleep, something to eat, a roof over his head, and schooling for his kids. When we get that done and every American is fixed up, Chrissy, and got it going on where they can, you know, have a decent life, then we start bringing in people from somewhere else and help them, but not a day before.
And legally. Too.
Absolutely legally.
I thank you for having me on.
It's my pleasure. You call me again.
I will, sir.
Thank you, Chrissy. You take care. All right, let's go to Bill calling from Chino, California. Bill, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, you there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hey, oh, Terry, it was really great to hear Tom Tancredo.
He's a great guy.
Definitely one of our greatest politicians today.
Absolutely.
But anyways, what I wanted to do here was I wanted to ask our viewers and to tell them, to remind them of how much you mean to America. It's like you say, you know, you get back all that you give to America when you send in your donations to the Terry Anderson Show. And I've got that wonderful address. It's the Terry Anderson Show at 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard. That's 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, and the zip code is 91604. People, please help Terry. Put him on the air. Keep him on the air. And let's fight for our country because we need Terry Anderson more now than ever.
Folks, that was an unsolicited testimonial from Bill. But, Bill, I do appreciate it very much, sir.
Well, I do send in my donations.
I know you do.
I practice what I preach, as you well know, Terry. And, again, people, let's keep Terry on there. Let's get his voice out there on as many stations as possible because he's really
that's,
the word,
you know,
articulating the popular race.
There you go, Bill. And that's what we're trying to do. Bill, thanks for the call, buddy. Right. That's what we're trying to do, folks. We're trying to expand, get on more stuff. We're on quite a few stations now, but it's expensive. And without you helping us, you know, Les, my producer, always tells me, if everybody sent us $5, everybody listening sent us $5, we'd be in the black. We would be able to expand. We'd have our bills paid all the time. And it wouldn't take much. Now, those of you who sent $20 or $50, we're not telling you to drop it down to $5. But the point is, if everybody participated and sent it in, we wouldn't have to ask for it all the time. We don't take any salary. We don't take gas money. We don't take anything. We just use that money to give to these people who stick a gun in our ribs every week for this exorbitant amount of money to stay on the air. And I just want you to know that we use that money to keep the show going. So if you want to help us, please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. Let me give it again. The Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. We'll give that number out again at the end of the show. If you send us a donation, whatever it is, 50 cents, $50, we'll send you one of our 2007 Terry Anderson Show calendars. You can put it on your refrigerator. Sticks up there by itself. It's a magnet. Can you imagine that? And you can put it on your refrigerator and remember us every month, and we appreciate that. So I'll give that number out again at the end of the month. I'm going to take your phone calls now, folks. Let's keep it to a minute apiece, if you can, please. Let's go to Mitch calling from Los Angeles. Mitch, what do you hear? What do you say? Mitch, last chance.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Yes, Mr. Terry.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hello?
You got to turn your radio down. You're listening to the radio.
Oh, sorry.
Turn down the radio and listen to me. You're on the air, Mitch.
Turn your radio.
Oh, Jesus. It's like pulling teeth, man. You know what I mean? All right, Mitch, last chance. All right, Mitch.
Yeah, Terry.
Yes, sir. Let's go.
Yeah, the thing is about this illegal immigration thing is that the 20 million that they're going to deport, they should send them right at your house.
Yes, sir. Let's send them over. Why not? Can I send some to your house too, Mitch?
Hell yeah.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Will you take care of? How many can I send over that you will take care of? And why do you want them sent to my house?
They don't have anywhere to go.
Well, they can go back to their home. They can go back to the country they came from.
No, they can't go back there. They're working too hard back there.
So so it is our responsibility to take the people of the world and bring them to our country because their country can't seem to get it together. Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not what I'm saying. The thing is, people are looking for a better life.
Well, let me ask you a question, Mitch. How many should we take to this country? How many? We got 20 million now. How many would you say is too much? That's a
I don't know how much is too much, but the people that are here right now, give them a chance.
Okay, and what if a hundred million more come? Do we give them a chance, Mitch?
Well, they always say America is the land of opportunity.
But Mitch, do you think we would ever get to? I'm trying to be fair here with you now. Do you ever think we would get to the point where there would be too many? Yes or no? Mitch is,
yes.
Okay, so we see some of us think there's too many now, and a lot of us don't want it to get to the point where it's unlivable here. But you're willing to let it get to like look like Rangoon or Bombay or somewhere, you know. And I don't want it to look like Mexico City, but that's up to you. But Mitch, I got the feeling you're an idiot, so I'm going to let you go now. Have a nice evening, imbecile. Let's go to Elliot calling from Pasadena. Elliot, what do you hear? What do you say?
Okay.
Not much time, buddy. Again.
I'll make it quick because I know time is short.
Thank you, sir.
As you know, we have this lame duck Congress where it's the last chance for Republicans to get anything through before the Democrats take over.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, there's a lot of short-sighted Democrats that just want to import more Democrats, and a lot of these illegals, if they become citizens, will be voting Democrats. So there's a list of 10 things that I won't have time to mention them all, but if they go to my website, www.elliotgraham.com, that's ElliotGraham.com. They'll see all 10 things. They can print it out. They can fax it to their friends, tell their friends. People, if they don't have a computer, they can go to a library and go on the internet at the library or a friend's house. Some of the things that are necessary so that this can be a temporary setback, they have to realize that their two worst enemies that totally betrayed the party are John McCain. He's one of the biggest clowns of all time.
Oh, he's horrible. Sucks.
And President Bush, who signed that McCain-Feingold.
He's right next to him in the same boat. Two
and
idiots.
That's the real reason I think that the Congress shifted from Republicans to Democrats. These Republican congressmen have to know that they were totally betrayed by these people.
And Elliot, you know that I still have people who defend George Bush to me. They still tell me what a fine, upstanding man George Bush is and how good he is for this country. Can you imagine that? In 2000, end of 2006, they're still defending this clown. Elliot, I got to go. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Okay, thanks.
All right. You know, I would tell Mitch to just call. You know, he wants to let all these people here. He wants them to stay here. What about the 400,000 homeless American vets who've got nowhere to sleep, veterans who have served this country, got nowhere to sleep, got nowhere to eat, got nowhere to get a job, but you want me to let some illegal alien come here and take the job that they should have? No, I'm not going to do it. And Mitch, you know what else? I won't say it. I might get FCC won't allow it. We got Laura Fiscala here with us, folks. Laura comes on after me. If you're listening locally here in Los Angeles, you get to hear her on this station, or you can go online and hear her all across the country. Laura has a very great show, very talented, beautiful lady, and she's grinning like crazy right now, blushing. I tried to get her that way so she can't talk. Laura, what are you going to be talking about?
Hi, Terry. Thank you very much. I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving, first of all.
Fabulous.
Well, we're going to talk about another invasion. We have a clash of cultures going on between the West and Islamofascism. Mark Stein wrote a book called America Alone, and he talks about what the demographics look like right now, the exponential growth in the Islamic cultures compared with the West that is dying out right now, and what that looks, the implications that that has on the United States, and how the United States right now is the only nation that, if it does the right thing, could fight this thing. We're going to talk with Mark Stein tonight.
They're really in trouble over in Europe.
They are absolutely in trouble. Yep. They're dying out, and they're being overtaken by Islamic law.
It is unbelievable.
Yes.
I read about all these countries, Scandinavian countries now, who are saying, enough, but you know what? Enough's too late.
Enough is absolutely too late. They're being offended is the ultimate crime now, the ultimate victimization now. And so they've taken, in England, they've taken down some of the British flags from their government offices because people are offended.
I can see that happening here.
God forbid.
Laura Fiscala Live, folks. Stick around. Thanks, kid.
Thank you, Terry.
All right. All right, let's get right to it. Let's go to Jimmy calling from Laguna Hills, California. Jimmy, what do you hear? What are you saying? How much time?
Hey,
Terry, I just want to make a comment. You know why these pro-illegal aliens and the, and all these illegal alien lovers fight so hard to keep the fence out? Because they know that the fence works.
Exactly. If they knew it wasn't going to work, they wouldn't say a word. They say go on and do it because they know it would be ridiculous. But they know it's going
to
work.
Exactly. And also, just to mention how people are so pissed off, I was driving to Carlsbad one time on the 405 South or the 5 South, and right above the freeway overpass, there's a big banner, and it was spray painted, "Deport them or we shoot them."
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, so
we don't advocate that on the show, folks. There's my disclaimer. But I sure know how somebody would put that banner out there. People are frustrated.
Yes, indeed.
Jimmy, thank you for the call, buddy.
Thanks.
Let's go to Dave calling from Anaheim. Dave, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, God bless you, Terry. Yeah, I am working on a project. It's called 2008 for 2008, and that is to recruit 2008 volunteers to help out against to campaign against Loretta Sanchez in 2008. And my point here is that we are going to have to organize and think about what Eisenhower, how he ran his campaign. He campaigned like he was running a war. That was his strategy. And we need to organize and get together, folks. We need to stand strong and build a fortress.
Fortress, okay? America, I agree. And
I would like to give my phone number if anyone who wants
make it quick, Dave.
Okay, for 2008 volunteers for 2008, 714-904-0926. And I was having great success for this when Jeff was running against her, but he bugged out. Jeff Chavez.
All right, Dave, thanks for the call, buddy.
You're welcome, sir. See ya.
Let's go to Steve calling from, I guess, San Juan Capistrano. Steve, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time. Pretty good.
Hey, look, I live down here in San Juan Capistrano, which is really a nice little town down here in South Orange County. We're being inundated by illegal alien gangbangers. There's been several incidents down here recently. I think it was about a month ago. This is all in the Orange County Register. 20, 25 gangbangers fighting each other. A Mexican guy shot in the head. Another one beat. You know, they had pitchforks. They had bats.
Family values.
Pardon?
Family values. Go ahead, buddy.
Now, most of these guys are illegal aliens, and you know, and very few have been arrested. There was another incident just a couple months ago. A young white male getting ready to go to Iraq to serve his country. His friends were throwing him a party here in San Juan Capistrano. They got crashed by Mexican gangbangers, and this young man was stabbed. Okay? Last year, four Americans who returned from Iraq after serving our country in Iraq, right here in San Juan Capistrano, walking down the street after going to Swallow's Bar and having a couple beers.
Sad.
In her own business.
Gotta go. Steve, we're at the end of the show. I gotta go. Call me again, buddy.
I'll call you back, Terry.
Call me again, Steve. Thanks for the call, buddy.
All right.
Real quick, Ann, you got about 10 seconds.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
On that brown beret man.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Excuse me.
Complaining about he taking care of the spoiled brat children.
Yeah.
Clean the offices, clean the home. If he doesn't want to do it and they don't want to do that, then go back to Mexico.
Yeah, what are you going to be doing here? And I got to go. Thanks for the call. Great stuff. Folks, we're out of time. I'm sorry. Don't forget our good buddy, Rusty Childers. Childers Auto Mall, 22nd Avenue, Camelback. His website is immigrationbuzz.com. This week with the swings. Good stuff you can read on our website. The separation of torques and taste and speak it. Or beat it. Good stuff this week with the swings. I'm going to remind everybody out there, we need your help to stay on the air. Please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. We'll send you a calendar. Jerry and all the rest, I'm sorry. I tried to get to you. I tried to take the new callers. I just couldn't get to you tonight. I am sorry. I want to thank Les Blinghorn, my producer, for taking your calls, and Alex Cano for engineering the show very well tonight. We appreciate that very much. Don't forget those three websites we talk about every week, the Terry Anderson Show.com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Man at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.